This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government has seized control of dozens of Iranian websites it accuses of spreading disinformation. We get details from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The move by American authorities appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media. An official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the U.S. had seized roughly three dozen websites, visits to the address of a handful of sites, including Iran State Television's English language arm, produced a federal notice that said the websites were seized as part of law enforcement action. Also taken down the domain name for the news website Palestine Today and a satellite news channel for Yemen's Houthi rebel group. The takedown comes just days after the election victory of Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, known for his hostility to the West. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan urges the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table, warning that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more years of bloodshed and conflict. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council that she cannot overstate her concern at the current situation, saying every major trend, politics, security, the peace process, the economy, humanitarian emergency, and tackling COVID-19 is either negative or stagnant. Canada and China have sparred over human rights at the UN-backed Human Rights Council. Canada and 40 other countries urged China to allow immediate, meaningful, and unfettered access so independent observers can visit the western Xinjiang region. Also Tuesday, a Chinese envoy called on Canadian authorities to stop violations of human rights at home. The mutual finger-pointing, which preceded admissions from Canada's envoy about shortcomings in a country's rights,